cash back.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. Kansas lawmakers are headed today into four intense days ahead of an annual drop-dead day deadline that could see them wrap up their work on rolling back transgender rights, imposing new abortion restrictions, and cutting taxes. Most policy bills and the bulk of the next state budget are supposed to clear the Republican-controlled legislature by the close of business Thursday. Lawmakers then plan to take their annual spring break. And Garden City police are asking for help in finding a man. J.P. Bizet has more.
His name is Armando Campos, who police believe is connected to a homicide. Friday, officers found 63-year-old Julia Landeros dead inside her home after being stabbed. Campos is described as 5'6", 180 pounds, with black hair, brown eyes, and a prosthetic leg. If you have any information or spot Campos, please call the Garden City Police Department or contact Crime Stoppers.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Hey, listener, welcome to Limu's Karaoke Lounge, where Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, and the music never stops. Hit it!
There's an emu with a full-time job. His partner's Doug, but Limu's the heartthrob. Grubs and worms, that's what Limu eats. Gotta fuel up to save you money and hit the streets!
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The Kansas Legislature continued their busy week last Wednesday with several bills advancing on final action. The Senate passed two bills that already passed the House, House Bill 2313, defining born-alive fetuses as any fetus with a heartbeat, muscle movement, or pulsation of the umbilical cord, and requiring healthcare providers present at an attempted abortion to give it care regardless of the circumstances that it was delivered, and House Bill 2304, which is the bill implementing the NRA's Eddie Eagle gun safety program in schools. Both of those bills will now head to the governor. The House advanced multiple high-profile bills already approved in the Senate, including Senate Bill 180, which legally defines biological sexes for governmental determinations, and Senate Bill 209, which moves the advance ballot deadline to 7 p.m. on Election Day. There's a crime bundle in Senate Bill 174 that includes expanding the Attorney General's prosecutorial authority and taking fentanyl test strips off of the state's illegal paraphernalia list, and a tax bundle in Senate Bill 169 that includes a flat income tax rate for all Kansans and immediately eliminates the sales tax on food. Senators will review amendments to those bills before sending them to the governor. The House also approved House Bill 2036, which is a property tax exemption for qualifying disabled veterans and spouses, and House Bill 2140, which implements work requirements for certain food assistance registrants aged 50 through 59 without dependents. House Bill 2439 requires medical providers to inform people undergoing drug-induced abortions that they can still change their minds. The Senate, meanwhile, approved two bills regarding vaccine requirements. Senate Bill 314 prohibits schools from requiring COVID-19 vaccines, and Senate Bill 315 prevents them from questioning religious exemptions for any vaccine. The Senate also passed House Bill 2138, which requires school districts to keep transgender students from rooming with students of the gender they identify with and allows people to appeal against a school board's decision to close a school. Finally, the Senate also approved its substitute for House Bill 2127, which erases the statute of limitations for childhood sexual abuse. The Kansas Insurance Department and the Office of the Kansas State Treasurer have received reports of a mail scam circulating in multiple Kansas counties, and these letters claim to be from an attorney with law firms located in Canada, stating that there are millions of dollars in an unclaimed life insurance policy available. The sender then asked the recipient of the letter to partner with them to claim these monies. However, Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt and Treasurer Stephen Johnson are advising Kansans that these letters are a scam and to not contact the sender. Schmidt said that unfortunately scams like this are nothing new, and if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. She said you should always be cautious of any unsolicited offer that promises no risk but requires your personal information before you can claim an alleged benefit. Johnson stated that there are no fees associated when locating unclaimed property, including old life insurance policies that have been remitted to their office. And while they may follow up to request additional information to verify your claim, those letters will come directly from their office, not from a third party. He added that you can always contact their office to verify that a letter is authentic. There is legitimate ways to check for both a life insurance policy benefit and unclaimed property through valid sources. Kansans can locate a life insurance policy using the National Association of Insurance Commissioners Life Insurance Policy Locator, and to check for unclaimed property in yours or a loved one's name, you can visit the Treasurer's Unclaimed Property Division at kansascash.ks.gov/up_Maine. To report unsuspected insurance fraud, you can contact the Kansas Insurance Department's Anti-Fraud Division at 785-296-5203. For the first time in the 20-year history of the Kansas Tobacco Quit Line, 1-800-QUIT-NOW, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment is offering all phone coaching enrollees 8 weeks of free nicotine replacement therapy while supplies last. Participants who are 18 years of age and older that want to quit smoking, vaping, or chewing tobacco and enroll in the phone coaching program can choose a lozenge, gum, or patch that will be mailed directly to your home if you enroll by midnight on Sunday, April 30th. The Kansas Tobacco Quit Line is a free 24/7 resource available to Kansas residents to help them quit smoking. The Quit Line provides help such as counseling, a personalized quit plan, and quitting support by phone and through online services. The Quit Line can be reached by calling 1-800-QUIT-NOW or 1-800-784-8669. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
The team at Norton County Hospital is proud to care for patients of all ages. Whether you need a well child checkup for your little one, an annual wellness exam as a young adult, or assistance managing chronic care needs in your later years, know that Norton's practitioners are available to care and assist. 5 doctors and 5 advanced practice providers work in the clinic and hospital settings to bring Norton area citizens the excellent care they deserve. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic are committed to an exceptional staff and patient experience and helping you feel your best at any stage of life.
One person was injured in an accident just after 4 a.m. on Sunday in Trigo County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2014 Peterbilt semi driven by Lyndall K. Harold, 69, of Colby, was southbound on U.S. 283 just south of Inn Road when the semi struck 2 cows, slid off of the roadway, struck a telephone pole, and overturned. EMS transported Harold to the Trigo County Hospital, and he was properly restrained, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. The Norton Regional Health Foundation Board of Directors has named Carol Hale as its new executive director, and Hale brings 10 years of experience working in the Norton community, both professionally as the grant coordinator for the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas's Pathways to a Healthy Kansas program, and personally with a passion for arts, civic interests, and volunteerism. Hale was to assume the role starting April 1st, with the former executive director, Katie Wagner, taking on a mentorship role to assist Hale in transitioning to her new role. Hale will continue to carry out duties as the grant coordinator for Pathways while also learning the day-to-day functions of the foundation and meeting with donors and community partners. After 7 years serving as the communications director for the Norton County Hospital and the executive director of the Norton Regional Health Foundation, Katie Wagner announced her resignation from her roles to pursue an exciting new opportunity. Hale said the Norton Regional Health Foundation Board of Directors and the Norton County Hospital staff have expressed sincere gratitude for all that Katie has done to build the foundation while also being the voice of the Norton County Hospital. She said everyone will miss her and they wish her the best in her new endeavor. The Norton Regional Health Foundation Board of Directors includes President Terry Nelson, Vice President Jill Edgett, and Secretary Treasurer Karen Griffiths, along with Jill Hall, Megan Kieswetter, Jennifer Miller, and Chris Tanner. The Norton Regional Health Foundation is a 501c3 nonprofit organization with a mission to support the enhancement of quality health care for the residents of Norton County and surrounding counties. The foundation is officed within the Norton County Hospital, and more information is available at ntcohosp.com. On Friday, Governor Kelly issued a proclamation declaring the month of April as Safe Digging Month in Kansas. And the proclamation, in concurrence with National Safe Digging Month, reminds Kansans to call 811 before starting any outdoor digging projects. Governor Kelly joined the Kansas Corporation Commission, Kansas 811, and other industry professionals in encouraging excavators and homeowners to call 811 before they begin digging projects to prevent injuries, property damage, and inconvenient utility outages. Dialing 811 connects callers to Kansas 811, which notifies the appropriate utility companies of the intent to dig. Calls are taken 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and locate requests can also be made online at kansas811.com. Excavators and homeowners are required to make a request at least 2 working days prior to beginning a digging project, and professional locators are then sent to the digging site to mark the approximate locations of underground lines with flags or spray paint. Once the lines have been accurately marked, digging can begin. Every digging project, no matter how large or small, requires a call to 811. There's no charge to have utility lines marked, and the depth of utility lines varies, and there may be multiple lines in a common area. Some utility lines are buried only a few inches below the surface, making them easy to strike during a shallow digging project. Installing a mailbox, landscaping, putting in a fence, and building a deck are all examples of digging projects that necessitate a call to 811. Learn more about 811 and Safe Digging Month by visiting call811.com. And for more information about Kansas 811, you can visit kansas811.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs. BlueStem Medical LLP is proud to support all area students who excel in FFA, One Act, Speech, Band, and all other academic areas. These scholars work hard, and dedication is sure to have a positive impact on everything that they do in the future. From your friends at BlueStem Medical LLP in Quinter, a trusted name in medical care. Coombs Trucking knows the Thunder Ridge High School scholars are the cream of the crop and will rise to the top in all their academic endeavors. Good luck, students, from everyone at Coombs Trucking in Phillipsburg. They haul all over, so give them a call at 785-543-2759.
Cowpoke Supply in Norton has everything you could need for any building, remodeling, painting, plumbing, or do-it-yourself project. Come in and see what Cowpoke Supply has to offer, from farm and ranch supplies to saws and drills. Cowpoke has a great selection of paint, nuts and bolts, nails, screws, lumber, light fixtures, coolers, boots, tools large and small, paint and painting supplies, and of course, smiling faces. Find what you're looking for at Cowpoke Supply, East Highway 36 in Norton.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack pushed back against GOP doubts about the Biden ag trade agenda at a recent House Ag Appropriations hearing. Republicans continue to complain that the Biden trade agenda lacks market-opening ag tariff cuts. And while that's true of the Indo-Pacific economy framework, Secretary Vilsack disputes the claim on several bilateral fronts.
Tariff reductions and an expansion of the safeguard in Japan has led to more beef exports. Tariff reductions on corn, wheat, and frozen pork in Vietnam. Tariff reductions in the Philippines for corn, pork, and poultry. Tariff reductions to expand opportunities and blending requirements for expansion of ethanol in Panama. Expanded poultry access in the Middle East.
Vilsack says all of that contributed to back-to-back record ag exports the last 2 years, with sales value up in all top 10 U.S. markets. But when asked the importance of the president asking for trade promotion authority in order to speed approval of any legally binding free trade deal, Vilsack argued FTAs just aren't as widely popular.
The reality is the problem in America today is that there are not enough Americans who trust trade. It may very well be that in the agricultural space, people understand the importance of trade because we've enjoyed a surplus for many, many years. But the reality is that in many other industries, that's not the perception of trade. So I think we have to rebuild the trust in trade. And the way we do that, in part, is by educating people about the importance of it and the jobs that are created from it, and also making sure that when we do have a trade agreement, we enforce it.
Vilsack says that the administration is trying to do that now, with Mexico on GMO corn and Canada on dairy under the USMCA. This has been a check of farm news. You are listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
I think farming picked me. I didn't pick farming. I'm not afraid to try something new. It's my farm, my family, and our future. My channel Seedsman gets that. I get access to innovative products with personalized advice backed by data to maximize my yield potential. With Channel, I know I'll prosper for years to come.
Define your future at channel.com/future. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2022 Bayer Group. All rights reserved.
I drive my bus in a busy city. That's why road safety is so important to me. I know that I must slow down and be extra careful when I make a wide turn. Buses need more room than cars. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're driving, remember to give buses plenty of time and space to finish turning before driving ahead. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. The active weather pattern continues this week in the Central Plains with the next strong low-pressure system moving through Tuesday into Wednesday. That'll bring us a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the eastern counties, along with very gusty wind. That'll be followed by much cooler weather on Wednesday. In the meantime, very warm today and especially tomorrow for most areas. Combined with low relative humidity and increasing wind speeds, fire weather conditions will be developing tomorrow for most of Kansas. On the map, heading into this afternoon, a stationary front is set up across our state with weak low pressure in the central counties. For the overnight hours, we get breezy and partly cloudy conditions with a few rain showers in our northern counties. The low in the Rockies will redevelop on the east side of the mountains by early tomorrow. Partly cloudy for us in the morning with that low edging into our western counties and a warm front moving north across the state. Very warm for most areas tomorrow, many locations hitting the 80s, especially in the central and eastern counties. Gusty wind and increasing cloud cover through the day. Fire weather conditions, pretty good possibility. The low will quickly move across Kansas tomorrow along with a cold front. Very little rainfall expected, but we may get some showers and thunderstorms in the eastern counties. Then it'll be windy and a lot cooler on Wednesday. This afternoon in our northwestern counties, mid to upper 60s, upper 30s and low 40s overnight, upper 50s and low 60s north central, and tonight we're in the mid 40s. Mid to upper 60s northeast, upper 40s to mid 50s for the overnight lows, low to mid 70s in the southwestern counties, tonight we're in the low to mid 40s. Mid to upper 70s south central, low to mid 50s overnight, upper 70s and low 80s in the southeastern counties, and tonight we're in the upper 50s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans living with chronic pain? If so, you may think prescription opioids are the solution. The truth is, the benefits of opioids are limited. Opioids only mask the pain. Opioids also come with serious side effects, ranging from nausea to withdrawal symptoms to overdose. As many as 25% of people who are prescribed opioids struggle with addiction. And those who are addicted to opioids are 40 times more likely to move on to heroin. No one wants to live in pain, but no one should put their health at risk to be pain-free. There is another choice, physical therapy. Physical therapists treat pain through movement and exercise, no warning labels required. And you get to be an active participant in your care. Choose to treat your pain safely. Choose physical therapy. Visit moveforwardpt.com to find a physical therapist near you. This public service announcement is brought to you by the American Physical Therapy Association.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trade has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract will spend 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyBet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stockguard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good Dexon rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856.25. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780.75. December up 1/4, 799.5. September corn up 12.25, 620.75. March up 10.75. August soybeans up 58.5, 1678. November up 34.5.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
Change the world.
such a long time.